Believe it or not, you are valuable to us and to the king. Our goal is for as many of you to survive this process as is possible. So behave yourselves outside of class. Violations will be harshly penalized.
There's a swell of murmurs in response to Aldrich's admonishment. Not killing one another every chance we get? The horror! It all quickly hushes, though, when Stark steps forward, powerful arms dropping to his sides. He doesn't have to say a word for Aldrich to step aside and bow his head, a show of unusual deference. I thought Aldrich was in charge. My skin prickles with terror and awareness as Stark's night-black direwolf pads into the room from a wide door behind him. He doesn't turn as the beast joins him on the stage, his wolf coming to stand behind him like his shadow. The two of them swallow up the space. Stark's presence is palpable, the entire auditorium growing heavier as his eyes move over the crowd and his wolf's ears twitch forward.
Your training has already started. It began the moment you touched that mountain. Your mistakes and your weaknesses have been noted,
he says. There he goes again, staring directly at me. He must have seen me struggle with Anasa. Or maybe he considers my messed up hair a mark of failure. I checked again at breakfast. No one else has a full head of hair in their pack's color. That dubious honor falls only to me. I try to separate myself from his glare, but it's like trying to read a book while sitting under a guillotine.